We are holding on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. The last Gemara we have in the middle of the Shailah was we were learning out that Tomei Meis could also be Metama or Begid that's Lav Dafka made out of Ezim, goat hair, but made out of hair from the tail of a horse or the tail of a Torah. How do we know it from? We have Gzeir Shava. The Gemara came out, both sides of Gzeir Shava have to be empty, Afnuyi. Because if not, we could ask the Kasha, maybe only by Sheretz has this Chumrah, because Sheretz has a Chumrah, it's Metam even B'chadosha. Even a small insect is Metam B'mashayin. Came by Meis, you have to have at least a Gezayis. So Gemara said, yes, both of them are Mufna. Last Gemara was Michti. Sheretz is Kishta Shech Vazera. Sheretz... Michti. Meis is Kishta Shech Vazera. Meis is hukash to shich v'zera. The chesiv the pasuk says v'nagei b'chotam nefesh, or yish hashatet yomen o shich v'zera. So it says by shich v'zera also tumas me'il chesiv b'shich v'zera v'chol begid v'chol or. It says by shich v'zera begid v'or, and it says the pash of tumas meis next to the pash of shich v'zera. Habizoy or begid v'or the kosher v'chamona b'meis lomeli. What do I have to say a second time by meis begid v'or for? Lomeli, what does I have to say it for? Yishra min alaf nuyi. Tell me that it's extra. Come to say zay by meis, it's extra. The word begid v'yor, and the word in by sheretz, it's extra. The word begid v'yor. Therefore, I have this zerah shelter that's mufna from both dadim. So I learn now, just like by sheretz, the Torah says a begid tamei, even made out of horse hair or made out of a cow's tail, who are din by meis. If a meis touches a begid made out of a horse tail or a cow's tail, is also makabatum. So the Moravite, the pasuk says, "V'nikra v'eskorben Hashem, isha shemotza kli zohov." This is by after the Muhammad with Midyan, they brought a korban for a kaporu. What did they bring for the korban? They brought the kli kesef, they brought the jewelry. Atzado v'tzomid tabas ogiv v'kumas. Different type of jewelry they brought and gave to Moshe to bring for a korban for a kaporu. Omri ablozo ogu. What does ogu mean? Ze defush soldodim. That's a defus. Vaistoy is Rashi Shemanachas boy, with a piece of jewelry that they made like a bra to put by the dodim, the breast. So they brought this piece of jewelry to Moshe. That's the fus shel dodim. Kumat, what does kumas mean? Zed the fus shel beis rechem. They used to put vayta by the mokum erva. The used to wear a piece of jewelry there. So that piece of jewelry also they brought to Moshe. Omer Rabbi Yosef, ihochi abizoy hainu dem targmin minon. This is the pshat from the targum. This pasuk mochuch. That what laughing? That means dovra mevu de gichuch. These things like inyan of znus, of the dod and the breast and the mokam erva, these things bring the day gichuch of laughing. Omale rabba, migufu de krosh mamina, from the gufa posik also I know these types of jewelry means by the mokam erva. But it says kumas, what's the pshat from the word? Kumas, kan mokam zima. Here is a mokam zima. Trashi gichuch leitzonis. Moshe got angry at the heads of the Muhammad, people of the Muhammad. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Omer lehen Moshe Yisrael. Moshe asked the Klal Yisrael. Shema chazatel nekukulachem. He says, how come you bring in a kaporu now? You want him in korban? Mashma, you did a chetna, you did znus again. When you're having the Muhammad, will you chayze to the avera of znus? Harishon lekukulachem. Harishon. Or Merloy, he answered back, Loi, nifkadim menu ish. No, not one of us was killed. It's Rashi, Loi nechsa midis yudis. Now one of us did znus, we didn't do the aveira. Omalehem, im keim kapor, loi, how come you want to bring a korban now? What do you want to bring a kapor? To have a kapor for? Or Merloy, they answered back to Moshe, im midei aveira yitzonu, even though we were clean from doing a chet mamish, ob im midei hiru lo yitzonu, we were not yitza from hiru aveira. When Melov and Nikrev as Korban Hashem, they want to bring the Korban to Hashem because that hero, as they were Maharu, they saw the pretty ladies by the Machama, and they were Maharu in them. Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Nifneima Hutsuchu Yisro Shabbosad Dol Kaporah, how come the Eden there needed a Kaporah? Nifnei, because what chet did they do when they went to have the Machamas with Midyan? Shezonu Eineyim in Erva. They enjoyed seeing the Erva. Rashi Shazonu, the Lashon like Muslim, Shenene b'marasayin, they enjoyed looking at the ladies. They had enough from that, and that's an Aveirah. So for that, they had to have a Kapora. Omer Rav Sheshes, Nifneima mono hakosev tachshite mibach shebachutz, im tachshishin shebefnim. How come the pasuk here by Midyan puts together the tachshitim that an isha wears on a finger, or a poshet, or a ring, and all them the tachshitim that she wears by her breast and by her makom erva? Why did they put them together? Loy malach. They call her mestakel bi'etzba ketana shel isha. If somebody stares and looks keseda at a little, even the pinky of an isha, kidei to have anor, to have enjoyment from looking at her, is kilu mestakel makom aturfa. It's as if he's mamish looking at the makom erva of the isha, and that's also a chet of having hanor from staring, looking at an isha. Rashi loy malach. Hamistakel bietzba, she mokim tabas. That's the mokim they put a ring on. It's kimistakel b'mokim kumas. As if they're looking at the place where they wear the cover of the mokim erva. Sherei kaporizu al shenistakel bo. But that's why they had to bring a kapor now, because they were mistakel over there. That's why they had to have this kapor. Zot the Mishnah.
Yoytze isha, an isha could go out with on Shabbos wearing bechutei sar, with strings of hair that, no, it's not her own hair, or either from her own hair which she cut off, and she using the pieces of hair to tie up her hair, like to be braid her hair with these pieces of hair, bein mishaloh, whether it's the hair cut off from her own hair, bein mishal chaverta, whether it's the hair cut off from a friend's hair, bein mishal behema, even from a behema's hair, she could walk out with these strings of hair tied into her hair. Trashid shekolaz bem sarah. She braids her hair with this hair. Bein mishalot lushin means her own cut off hair. Bein mishal bem ergoin shal sus. And it's mutter, like we had before, because we're not afraid she'll take it off, because it's not really a tachshit. But we're not afraid that when she has to go to the mikveh, maybe she'll take it off, because this doesn't get that tight in the hair. Therefore, it's mutter to walk out with her on Shabbos. These are the type of jewelries we had that she wears along her forehead, a piece of gold, and we had before it's also to go out with it. That's because we're afraid she'll take it off to show to a friend. But if it's tougher, if it's sewed down to the kerchief, then we're not afraid she'll take off the kerchief to one cover here. So we're not afraid she'll take it off with shusarabim, it's mutter to go out with it. Shrashi tfurim means lesavcha, it's sewed down to the kerchief. The suloi shall follow the achlui. She won't take it off to show her friends. Big full uvepeya nochris lechotzer. And you should let her go out with on Shabbos big full. That was the underkerchief. Underneath the kerchief, she puts another nice piece of kerchief. Or else vepeyas nochris to wear like a sheitel lechotzer. Tanakam holds she's let her go out to the chotzer. Even though all other jewelry, you're not let her go out to Rosh Hashanah and to the chotzer. Here, though, for this too, the Rabbanu will matter you to go out to the chotzer. A chotzer sheinim revis. Enechlam lo shusher rabim still osur, but to go out to a chotzer it's mutter. Shrash le chotzer akful lepeyas nochris koy. The last two things. The yosur leel lemeifik bol shusher rabim. The Tana Rashi said it's us to go out to a shusher rabim. V'yitzuch lashmin. Here we need the Mishnah to teach us the lechotzer mutter. To go to the chotzer it's mutter. Ukful the sefer the mastisim leiflug bo amaroy the lekuli alma kippah shel tzemer. Here everybody's masking. It means a piece of like kerchief under the kerchief. Peis nochas akrashi kli asar braids of hair. Telusha cut off. It's a gross alsar. She puts on top of her hair. Im kliyasa with her own braids. Shatira balasayir. The reason why she wears this shaitel is to make herself look like as if she has a lot of hair. I will see in Gemara about this, why these two things are mutter to go out to a chutz and everything else is also. Vayit the Mishnah says b'moir shebozna. She's allowed to go out with a katin in her ear. She's her ears are running the wax. She wants to catch it, so she's allowed to go out with cotton in the ear. We'll see in the Gemara it has to be tied down. Over she has sandals and she wants to put cotton in there or in the soles. Let tiny zadrashi to be comfortable. It's also mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. Over she has kinul nidasa. Who then isha that's a nida and she wears her pads. She's allowed to go out with her pads on Shabbos, providing she's like wearing them. So on the mokum erva to catch the dam. Shrashi l'nidosa bo'isa mokum sheivla boy hadam, that the blood that comes out of her, she gets sopped into the pads. And what's the purpose? Lo yitana figadeho, that her begodim should not become a dirty. That's what Rashi learns. The top toys is the kashin Rashi, pure sequentials bo'isa mokum sheivla boy hadam. So toys lo nira. Rashi says the reason why she wears the pads is that her clothing, her dress, should not get dirty. And that's shver, because the Gemara in the first parak said, something you're wearing just to protect that you should not get dirty, that's also, that's called a masi. Therefore, Tosis learns the pshat from a pair where you need a lot to wear it. Lakach nirish la yipol al besorah v'tiyavish olev v'nimtza mitzara. That she's afraid she doesn't want the blood to fall on her legs and dry up and hurt her. So she's wearing the pads to take away tsar, that's mutter. Mashenkin, if you're wearing the pads just to stop that you should not get dirty, that your underwear should not get dirty, your dress, that's awesome. So the Chur is there, Shver Rashi. Akad Rashi says it's mutter to wear the pads just to save yourself from the dirt. Either Gemara before says it's awesome. I think the Meginah Shlomo wants here to Rashi to say that here's a little bit different. The dirt of blood is not just stam, she doesn't want to be like dirty. But it's a tremendous busha for Nisha. Nisha is very embarrassed if some of the dam are going in an outside dress that people see that she's a nida. So to take away the embarrassment, therefore it's mutter to wear the pads. Now Lamaisa, it's a big shayla, even though the loch we hold like Tosfos, that the Ike had to wear the pads is only when she's seeing a lot of dam, it shouldn't go on her thigh, on her legs, and dry up and hurt her. Kuno says, what about an Isha, al-Mashal, it's the fourth or fifth day already? And she's not real, on Shabbos now, it's the fourth day, fifth day. And she knows she's not going to see a lot of blood. At most, she'll see a drop. So the reason why she's wearing the pads is postured just that the underwear should not get dirty. So the Chur, we paskin like Tosfos, that she should not be allowed to wear these pads if her only purpose is just the underwear should not get dirty. As if she's afraid that the blood will fall out, fall down, and she'll be tremendously embarrassed, maybe it could be nekum. But if the only purpose she's wearing is just that the underwear should not get dirty, the Chur for that, there's no heta. That's called atzuvah tinif, and that's called a masa. It's not called a malbush then. Weiter, the Mishnah bepilpul uvegalgol melech. Anisha's allowed to go out to put like a paper of pepper in her mouth or a piece of salt in her mouth. These are ladies that have bad smell and they walk out with these things inside the mouth even in the middle of the weekday. So it's called like a tachshit for it. It's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. For chol davar shenitna l'toch piya, and anything that Anisha wears inside her mouth is also mutter to go out with. Uvevados k'tit l'chachilu b'Shabbos. But matchilu she should not put these things in her mouth on Shabbos. They fell out on Shabbos. Now she put the piece of pepper or the salt in her mouth from before Shabbos. She's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos it fell out of his mouth and out of her mouth. So the Mishnah loy tachzer. She's not allowed to put it back in again on Shabbos. What's the pshat? Let's see Rashi. Pilpas Rashi pilpul orach a long pepper and they send us isha bepiyo sherei chara. Smells, if she smells bad, that's the way she does. She puts pepper inside her mouth. Rels galgo melech, kumoy gargo melech, a piece of salt. The refuah chelish shnayim to heal up the sickness of her teeth. She nostan l'teich piyah meboy jim, that she puts inside her mouth meboy jim. So, Tosis learns what's the issue if it falls off on Shabbat to put it back in again. So first Tosis brings down the pshat, pirish ra peris gzerim shavshikas amonim. It looks like you're doing something for refuah. But Tosis doesn't like that, because anything you did for a fool, mashal a band-aid, if you put it on before Shabbos, it falls off on Shabbos, you'll have to put it back on again on Shabbos. Therefore, Tosis at the end learns, v'yashloimad, if they shenira kemaremis loitzia, it looks like you're just joking, like making a trick, and just trying to carry it out, that really you're not doing the rechapeh, you just want to carry out the pepper. Therefore, to put it in your mouth, mitchilo, on Shabbos, is also the gzeretz marasayin, it looks like you want to carry it out. Right to the Mishnah. Shein toicheves, if you have a false tooth in your mouth. It depends. Shein shelzov, if the tooth is made out of gold, is Rebbeya Mate, Rebbe Mate. Rebbe says you'll let it go out with it on Shabbos. We're not afraid people will laugh at you, or you'll take it off to show people. It's mutter to go out with it. V'chol meisim, v'chol meisim, no. A golden tooth, l'rashi has two pshat, let's see Rashi. Shein toicheves, nesenes plechayim, v'mokam acher, v'shelzov. You put a false tooth in your mouth, a golden false tooth. Is it Rebbe Marti Lotzes, but the Chom Oisim, the Chivim, the Mishunim, Mishar Shinayim, since it looks different than all your other teeth, Duma Mechachi Allah, maybe people will laugh at you. The Shakti Allah, and you'll take it off. Mehosu Manti Allah, Biyod, you come to carry it on Shabbos. The Gemara Amrinam, the Chshol, Zohav, Nokedavke. The Gemara says, only gold looks Mishunim, that people will laugh at you. Mashenkin, silver is Mutter. Another pshat we'll see later is that Rashi learns that a tooth made out of gold, since it's so expensive, is like a piece of jewelry. So if you're afraid, you'll take it off to show your friends. That's why it's also to walk out with a false tooth, a golden tooth on Shabbos. But this is only providing that you can take the tooth out. Moshe, our teeth are just stuck in that you can't take out, so there'll be no issue. It's not trying to take the tooth out of your mouth. We're not afraid on Shabbos you come to take it out to walk with it. Zalti Gemara. But I need all the first three cases to say that it's mutter for Nisha to walk out with a strings of hair tied into her own hair, whether the hair is made from her own hair or from her friend's hair or from a sus. The Matzurich Li Hashmin Didov will only tell me she could walk out with her own hair that was cut off already. Mishum Deloy Mois. It's not me, it's to her. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll take it off. So Drashi Deloy Mois, like Lamema de Mishalfele Mishun de Mechachalo. We're not afraid people start laughing at her and she'll take it off. Or Mantel of Yodah, she'll come to carry it. Since it's her own hair, now she cut it off, like she took a haircut and left over here. She's using it again, that's not Mies. Mashenki now bechaverta to use her friends here. The mois looks a little bit different. Hey Maloit, let's be afraid people will laugh at her and she'll come to take it off to walk with on Shabbos. We're not afraid. Vi Ashmina de Chaverta, the Mishnah only says she could walk out with her friends here. The Bas Minu, I call upon him a friend as a human being. It's the Bas Minu, it's the same type of a here. People won't laugh so much. Ah, but the Behemoth, but the mom is to go take Behemoth here. La Bar Minu, it doesn't look like her here at all. A Maloy, I would think it should be us to walk out with on Shabbos. Of course, we should be afraid people will laugh at her, and she'll come to take it off on Shabbos and walk through Shasarabim Tzricha. Therefore, the Mishnah says all these three cases that all are mutter. Let's just say the last Kiddush. That's the Pshat Leizu Avzut Etani. Rashi the Bas Minhu VleMinkov LeMechachol. People won't laugh at her, but that yeah. So the Brisa the Otana Ubavad Shloiteitzi Yaldo B'Shel Zikna. She know a young girl should not walk out with an old lady's hair. That means she should not walk out like with gray hair. Who's Canaan, an older lady, she should not walk out with Shalyalda, a nice young brown hair. She shouldn't change the colors of her hair. Because if they change the colors of the hair, Pshita, then people will laugh at them, and they'll come to take it off and walk with their Bishus around him. So tomorrow, Bishleim is Canaan, Bishalyalda, Bishleim, we have to tell her that an older lady should not go out with young looking hair. Val Shvachula means it's something that happens. So we have to tell you, don't do it on Shabbos. Why do people do it? Because it looks nice. Look young again to have nice brown hair again. Ella Yalda, but what does the Bryce have to say in the second case? That a young girl, Bishel Zikna, should not go out with an old lady's hair, like with white hair, with gray hair. For the Gemara Mai, why do you have to tell me this? For Ganai Yulo, like nobody would do it. Lechur, it's a Ganai. Achutz from the Easter Shiboy, Mitzias, nobody does it. No young girl wants to walk out with gray hair, look like an old lady. And the Gemara, Aidi, the Tani Zikna, Bishel Yalda, the Balta says this case. That an old lady should not walk out with nice young looking hair. Tonanami says it and Agav the other way around also. Yaldo b'shal zikna. That a young girl should not walk out with old ladies here. But really it's shloile tzarich. Shrashi bach tzatetetz keino b'chutei sasha yalda. With young looking hair. V'yaldo b'shal zikna. The levonas cause white hair. Al shchuris al black hair. Al shchuris al black hair. Al levonas al white hair. Moyes looks very mis. V'yos l'mishna for afraid people will take it off. And you walk with that b'shus rabbi. Big fool over Payas Nachas Lachotze. So the Mishnah says, Tam, even though before everything was also to go out with, here it's mutter to go at least Bechotze. Omer Rav, it's called Sha'osr Chachomim Lotze's boy. All the Friedrich Mishnahs that said that all different type of jewelry that Isha wears also to go out with on Shabbos is L'Rishus Rabim also Lotze's boy. Look, L'Rishus Rabim is also Lotze's Lachotze. Just like it's also to walk out with the Rishus Rabim, who are then you can't even wear it in your own Chotze? Alright, so that's a shaila ready. Does the mirav mean dafka chotze that's not murevis? Only like a karmelis or a chotze that doesn't have an erev to it? Or the rav mitzvah says also even like in your own backyard, even in your own house also? But that's what the rav says. All the jewelry that says also, it's also lav dafka b'shus rabim, no, it's even also in a chotze also. Chutz, only these two things, like our Mishnah says, is mutter to walk out with in your own chotze. Chutz mikful, that's the underkerchief, upeya nochris, and shaitan. That's Rav Shita L'chum. Rabbi Anani Bashashun Mishmed Rabbi Shmuel Omar. He learns a little bit different. That what? Ha'kel k'kful. Now all the jewelry before that the Mishnah said that Isha cannot go out with on Shabbos is only also to go out with Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin in your own backyard and an own chotzer, it's mutter, like our Mishnah says, by k'ful and by Peis Nochus. As I land, Rav Anani. Shrashi, Kol Shos Rechomim. Peresh Pirkin Chutei Tzemer Lepishtin. Toitofes for Sharashnuim, all the different type of jewelry, the Mishnah, Shosu Lechot, then Mishos Rabbim, is also Lotzeis Lechotzer. You're not allowed to go out to Chotzer. The Yafagab, the Shorul Tutalinu, even though it's mutter to go out with it, the Teres Kli Aleim, it has a Teres Kli on it. Kidi Amorin, Harayan, Kechola, Kelim, Anatolim, Bechotzer, it's like all the Kelim that's walking Bechotzer. Miyo Derech Malbish Osir. Derech Malbish, it's Osir. The Magul Olei, Vinafik Bey, the Rishus Rabbim. Even though they have a shame terror, it's clear that they're not muksa, or we're not allowed to wear it out, but they're like a malbush, because we're afraid she'll walk out with the Rishus Rabbim, and the Rishus Rabbim were afraid she'll take it off to show her friends, and she'll come to walk down the Amas Rishus Rabbim. Chutz mikful upeya, shemutal lechotze. That's not Rav. Only these two are mutter to go out with bechotze. The number must be some time of Roshim Mor. The Mor will soon explain why these two are different than all other jewelries. All other jewelries also even in your own chotzer, and these two are mutter in your own chotzer. Mashenki Rav Anani learns Hakel Kekful. Kol ha-nesorim, all the jewelry that was also lo nesu el v'shus rabin. It's only also for Nisha to walk out v'shus rabin. Aval chotze mutar kekful. But to walk out with a chotze, it's mutar just like a kful. It's mutar to walk out. So tomorrow, bishleimo tenan. So tomorrow, it's, says now Mishnah be kful of a peyah nochris nisha allowed to walk out with this kerchief under a kerchief or with a peyah nochris lechotzer to a chotzer. So chur it's a chiddush, only these two are mutter. So the mavishleim l'rav nicha, according to Rav, everything is very good. All of the jewelry is also b'shus rabim and lechotzer. Only these two things are mutter to walk out with lechotzer. Elu Rabbi Anani Bashishun Kasha. He says all jewelry is mutter to walk out with lechotzer. So why does our Mishnah say only these two things are mutter to go out with lechotzer? And the Gemara Nechanami, Rabbi Anani Bashishun Mishmei Deman Kamalei. Who is he saying it over in the name of? He's not saying the name of himself. He's saying it over in the name of a Tana. This Tana, these are in our Mishnah. Mishmed, Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yaisi. He's saying it over in the name of Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yaisi, Tonahu. He's a Tana. Upolik, and he dings it in our Mishnah. It's middle nothing shver. He dings it in our Mishnah and Echnami. Our Mishnah is Mashmo. All jewelry is also Bechotzer. And Rabbi Anani learns, no, all jewelry is Mutter Bechotzer. Davka to Rishos Rabbim, the Rabbanon asked you not to wear jewelry on Shabbos. So tomorrow now, Varav. Maishnahani, according to Rav, learns all jewelry is also to wear even in your own chotzer. How come they matter these two things? They wanted you at least to look a little bit nice on Shabbos for your husband. You shouldn't look ugly to your husband. So they matter you to wear at least these two things, a sheitel and an underkerchief. So the more kidatang like learned in a brisa, the adove benidosa, that an isha remains a nida. What does that mean? Sekeinim harishreinim armu. First, Chacham used to dash in this posik, that means, shloi tichol. An isha, when she's a nida, she should not put on makeup. Tichol means eye makeup. Vole tifkais, vole tiskashet, bevidei tzavonim. She put any type of makeup, powder on her face, and she should not wear pretty dresses. Now that's what the nida is a lotion like she's separated. She shouldn't look so nice when she's a nida. That's what they first dashin. So the Gemara, Ad Shabor Rabbi Kiva and Tur Rabbi Kiva came for Lima, and he learned a different pshat. Because he said, if the pshat is like you, him came out to Magana Bailo, you're going to make the wife look ugly to a husband. For Nimsa Bailo Magarsha, will come out to the husband, will give her a get. Ella Savada Bishah, she's a nida, she's allowed to dress up and look nice and look pretty. Ella Matam Loima Viadova Benidosa, what does the Apostle say? She remains a nida. That means Benidosa Tehei Achatova Bemayim. Kozuman, she didn't go to the mikvah, even though she stopped seeing down for a long time already. But Kozuman, she didn't go to the mikvah, she still has tumas nidir on her, and she's also nidir. Benachnami, not to dress up nicer, to make up, that's no good, as she should not look ugly to her husband. So our Mishnah also, the matter of an isha on Shabbos, at least to wear these two things to make her look nice to her husband. Yeah. Is Lamaisa Lufi Taisis, the bottom Taisis, says Rabbi Noni Rabbi Shimon. So Taisis Venira Dalocha Rabbi Noni. We could be Makel here and go look cool holak Rabbi Noni. Me to come in Milsim Meshmet Rabbi Yishma Rabbi Yosi. Since he says over the name of Yishma Rabbi Yosi. That the very good Taisis that we shall say from Holak Hacha Makel. It's only a shell in the Nisad Rabbanon not to wear jewelry. Midirai says she's allowed to wear the jewelry. It's only a shell in Chashash Midirabbanon. Maybe she'll take it off with Shusar Rabbin. So it's only an Issa Midirabbanon. So therefore you can go look cooler. So contra Rabbanoni, all the jewelry is mutter to wear in a chotzer. The Rabbanon only asked them to wear it b'shus Rabbin. If what Tosfos says, and Tosfos says a contra Rabbanani, a chotzer even shenim erevis, even though it doesn't have an eruv, also it's mutter. In came Sir Tosfos, noshir mutaris leskashit b'bayis of a chotzer. Anisha b'zoy contra Rabbanani, is allowed to wear all type of jewelry in the house, and even in their chotzer.
And this goes weiter. This man is there, the Yonu, Shainon, which is a rabbin. Us, that we don't have a Rishus Rabbim, according to a lot of Shittis, Gomor, why the whole Rishus Rabbim, Shalonu, Karmelis? All our Rishus Rabbim, today is only a Karmelis. Why? First of all, they said they're not 16 Amos wide, even though we do have them. But you don't have 600,000 people going through it every single day. Is a Melo, all our Rishusim, blives like a Chotzer, Shainam, Revis. This is the heta, the Noshim do wear jewelry, all type outside, because we don't have a Rishus Rabbim. So Mela, all our Rishusim are only called like a Chos, a Shreinim, a Revis, and it's mutter for them to walk out. Then Taisa the Yen says another heta,
that the Dover, Shurogi, Laharis, Zulu, Zu, Osir. Chazal was only usher, they only asked it because people used to take off their jewelry to show one another. Vashenkin Ksheni Megillus Mutaris. When people are not regular taking off their jewelry, then it's mutter. Hobezoi Vinashi Didan, Eina Maros Tachitayin, Vatabasayin. Our Noshim today don't take off their jewelry to show to one another. Therefore, Bizman is there, they could be a head there to wear their jewelry. So the kids of the Maista, because of these two Aterim, the Noshim, Anoi, Bizman, Hazel, Hokio, that they do go out on Shabbos with their jewelry. So the Gemara of Haite. Omer Rav Yudu Amar Rav, Kol Mokom She'osru Chachomim Mifnei Marasayin. Any time the Chom asked something because of Marasayin, he said, even though really it's Mutter, but don't do it because people will think you're doing an Isser, you should know afilu b'chadri chador mosu. It's also to do these things even in a hidden place where nobody could see you. It's got like a slight plug. Since Chom don't want you to do it, you can't do it any place. Now this Indian of Rav is a machlokes. Tanan, more once as kasha. Tanan, we learn v'loy bezug. And not allow let your behema go out with a zug with a bell around its neck on Shabbos. Afal pisha pokuk. Even though it's plugged up, it's not making noise. And the Talmud Xeri was before, because it's a marasayan, people think you're taking the cow to the marketplace to sell it. That's why you put a bell around its neck. But if not for this marasayan, it would be mutter. The Tani Yiduch, another brayser says, Poikik lo zug bitzavori, or metai limo b'chotzer, that you're allowed to put a bell around the neck of your poro, and abi it's plugged up, it's not going to make noise, abi you walk and be a chotzer. So Marshall Bryce says, clearly, even though it's also to go Rishus Rabbim that way, because people smart sign, people think you're taking the can out to the marketplace, but in your own chutz, it's mutter. So here it's a cash and rab. You see, even though it's also to do with Rishus Rabbim, because smart sign, people think you're taking the can to a marketplace, but to do it in your own chutz, it's mutter. In your own chutz, it's mutter. And the Gemara Tanoi, and the Chaim, it's a machlokes Tanoim, is this din of Rav, that when Chachom asked something, Shemara sign, it's also all over, it's like a tolma machlokes Tanoim. The Tanyo, we learned in a Braisa. Shoitchon Bechamo. If, let's say, you were going home, going in the street on Shabbos, and it was raining outside, and your clothing got full of wet, or else it fell into a puddle, and your coat is wet. And when you come home now, Shoitchon Bechamo, you're allowed to spread it out. In your backyard, or in front of the sun should dry it up. But you're not allowed to do it in front of people. People shouldn't see you do it. Because people, it's a maras ayin, that people will think that you washed your clothing on Shabbos, and now you're making it dry. So you see, claw, that we're not in front of people. If your own backyard, nobody's there, it's mutter. But to do it in front of people, it's awesome. This is not like Rav. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, they hold no, it's usher. Even to do it in your own backyard that nobody sees. It's because they hold like Rav, that once Chachom asked you, you're not allowed to spread out your clothing in the Chamo on Shabbos, because it's a maras ayin, people would think that the reason how it got wet was because you went to wash it, even though really it just got wet from the rain or it fell into a puddle. Still, Chachom asked you, Mishum maras ayin, so not only is it us in front of people, but it's even us in your own backyard, in your own chos, even though nobody could see you. But that's the klal like Rav, whenever Chachom asked something with Shomar HaSayin, they asked it even b'chad v'chadorim, even privately, nobody else could see you. Rashi, Avloi k'negedom, shlo yomru, kvosim b'shabbos. People shouldn't say you went to wash it on Shabbos. Yizai tanasov ha-demididim Shomar HaSayin mutter b'chadorim. The first one says you could do it privately. And the next one's Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oysum, the Rashi, Krav, because they hold like Rav. Here's a Gemara Vayta. Uvemoich sheva ozna. Anisha is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with katin in her ear. Tony Romi by Yecheskel, Vu Shekosher B'yosnu. It has to be tied up in her ear. Tied up means they have to have a string around the katin, and then the string should be tied up around her ear so it should not fall out. We'll see later, if it's tied into the ear, that's also enough. It doesn't have to be tied down. She's allowed to put an inner sole inside her shoes. Tony Rami by Yecheskevu Shekoshalo Besandalo. Should also be tied down in the sandals. Otherwise, we're afraid it'll fall out and you come to carry it with Shusarabim on Shabbos. But brought in Halacha, there's only sandals that are open on two sides. So it's possible for the inner sole to fall out. Mashenken, much like our shoes that's closed on all four sides, that when you put your foot in there, it's not shaykh for the inner soles to fall out. Rather, it's mutter to walk them, use them on Shabbos, even though it's not tied down in the shoe.